Recently, the infamous WOW signal returned to the news due to a paper by Antonio Paris of the Center for Planetary Science, link in the description below. In the paper, Paris details a comet that would have been in the general area where the WOW signal was detected in 1977 that may offer an explanation for the enigmatic signal. Specifically, the comet 266P Christensen, which had not yet been discovered in 1977, was reportedly found to be emitting a signal from hydrogen gas surrounding the comet at 1420 MHz, or near the hydrogen line, as the WOW signal was. Paris subsequently found several other comets that he reports were emitting radio waves at that frequency. If comets do emit radio at this frequency, SETI should take note of that, but I'm not sure this paper lays the WOW signal to rest. I've followed developments regarding this story for a long time, and the fact is, it has the habit of defying any explanations that have been put on the table. One of the main points of interest with that signal was its strength. The WOW signal was unusually strong. The signal from Comet 266P Christensen wasn't, and the author explains this by 40 years of mass loss as the comet evaporated. Could be, but it will be interesting to see any rebuttals to this paper. The main problem with the WOW signal was that it famously has never repeated, so while it remains the strongest candidate for a signal of alien origin, unless we see it again, it can't be proven. But there was one very obscure signal in the history of SETI that did repeat, though if it did indicate the activity of an alien species, their signal was a really weird one. It's called Radio Source, SHGB02+14A, and it was observed three times in 2003. Like the WOW signal, it was near the hydrogen line, but was far, far weaker. It was also coming from an area that's completely devoid of stars, with nothing within 1,000 light years of Earth. The signal behaved oddly in that it drifted in such a way that if it were coming from a planet, that planet would be rotating 40 times faster than Earth. I've also wondered why a planet was assumed in this case. Why not a rotating spacecraft or probe crossing deep space? But what casts further doubt on this signal is that drift. Each time it was seen, it started at 1420 MHz and drifted from there. This might suggest a glitch in the equipment, though that's never been pinned down, and the signal has been downplayed since its detection because of that. But to this day, it remains unexplained, and while it may not be an ideal candidate for an alien signal, it certainly was weird. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently envisioning some poor off-course alien sending out a distress call because its spacecraft is spinning out of control, only to be dismissed as a glitch by the humans. And be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channel for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.